Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chav Tes. We are holding on Daf Chav Tes Amir Aleph. We're about to start the Gemara in Chav Tes Amir Aleph. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we again thank Dr. Landerer so very much for the sponsorship, the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing we're going to discuss in today's Daf is that we had a machlokes, what happens with Stam Charamim when you say something is a Cherim, but you don't specify whether it's a Cherim Lebedek Abayis or whether it's a Cherim LeKohanim. So what do we assume about it? So we had a machlokes Tanayim. We're going to explain each Shita in that machlokes Tanayim. Then the Gemara is going to bring a story about someone who was Machrim, his Nechasim Stam, and there was a machlokes Amoraim, what he should do with those nechasim, and the Gemara is going to ask on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Ula about cherim bizman hazeh. We're going to quote shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Ula about what the halacha is when it comes to cherim bizman hazeh, and ask some questions on it. Then the last mishnah in the perek is going to be a continuation of the previous mishnah, where it had a shita of the rabbanan that we learned that hegdish iloy, the concept of hegdish iloy from the pasuk of kol cherim Kodesh Kadashim Hu Lashem. So the Mishnah is going to bring the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that learns for the same concept of Hegdish Iloy, but from a different drasha. And the Gemara is going to discuss what each one does with the other one's drasha. Then we're going to Be'ezus Hashem begin the very last parak of Maseches Arachin on Daf Chavtes Amid Beis, and we're going to discuss the din of Geula of Sados and Batim that the Torah talks about that are Noeg in Eretz Yisrael when Yovel is Nohig. So the Mishnah is going to discuss Geula of the Stei Achuza, that and when a person is allowed to be someone who sold his Stei Achuza is allowed to be Goel that field. That's going to be the discussion in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on that halacha about being Goel a Stei Achuza. So let's begin on the very top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa that tells us as follows: Cherme Kohanim Charamim that Kohanim that are made l'kohanim. When you make a cherim l'kohanim, ein lahen pidyon. The halacha is you cannot be poda it. V'nosin l'kohen and you give it to a kohen. Charamim kolzman shehein v'beis bailim. And another thing about cherim l'kohanim, so long as you haven't yet given it to kohanim, harehin kehegdish l'chol devrehin. It has the din of hegdish. It's also about hana. You violate meila if you get hana from it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kol cherim kodesh kadashim hu. Lashem, that all the charamim have kedusha like regular kachim, the son and the kohen. But once you've already given the charam to the kohen, then harein lechol devrayin kechulin. Then it has the din of chulin like every other mamon shel kohen. Shenemar kol charam biyisrael lechayihia. That once the kohen is zochin the charam, it's like all the rest of the kohen's money, and it becomes his. It belongs to the kohen. It's regular chulin money. Rabbi Yehuda say Omer stam charamim. If you have a stam charam that you don't say whether it's cherim lekohanim or cherim lebedik habayis. So Rabbi Yehuda held that it's lebedik habayis, and the Chacham held that no, stam charamim are lekohanim. So says the Gemara, bishlam rabbanan. I understand very well the rabbanan who held that stam charamim lekohanim kidukam farshi tamayu v'tamid Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira, because the Chacham in the Mishnah explained their own reason, and they have a way to darshan the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira who darshan that stam charamim are lebedik habayis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who holds that Stam Charamim are the Bedek Habayis, Hai Kistei HaCherem Mayavile. What does he do with the Pasuk of Kistei HaCherem Lekomen Tiyachuzaso, where the Chachamim Darshan from that Pasuk, that Stam Charamim are the Kohanim? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pasuk of the Chachamim? Sansa Gemara Mibayle Lechadetanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira uses the Pasuk of the Chachamim to make the drasha that we have in the following Brisa. The Pasuk says, Beistei that kistei hacherem lakohen tihiya achuza so. So matam lomar, what's the pasuk teaching us when it compares the stei achuza that goes out of Yovel to stei hacherem? And the Bryce explains the pasuk is coming to teach us. So the Bryce explains the pasuk is coming to teach us that minayin lakohen shehigdish stei charmo. How do I know that a kohen that got a field from a Yisrael, who is Machrim Hisada, and then the Kohen turns around and is Makdish it, and is not Goalit from the Gizbar, Shelo Yomar, that the Kohen cannot say that whole of the Yotzel Kohanim, since if I don't redeem this field, and if someone else comes and redeems it, it's going to go out by Yovel to Kohanim, Vaharehi Tachas Yodi, and right now it's in my possession, I'm the one that's Muchzik in it right now, so Teheshali, so the entire field should belong to me when it leaves Hegdish's possession at Yovel, and it shouldn't be divided among all of the Bnei Mishmar of that week that it goes out. V'dinu, and really it's a Kal V'chomer that I should get the whole thing. Why? Because B'shalacherim ani zocha, a Steachuza of Yisrael that goes out at Yovel to Kohanim, I get a chelik in, even though it was never really in my possession. So B'shalatzmi, a Sada that belonged to me, and right now I'm in possession of, then Lo Kolshkin, then for sure I should be zocha in it when Yovel comes, so it should be entirely mine. So Tamil Omer, that's what the pasuk says, Kestei Hacherim Lakohen Tihia Achuza, so that the din of Stei Achuza is like a din of Stei Hacherim. V'chima Lamanu Mistei Cherim, what do we learn from Stei Cherim to a Stei Achuza? There's no din by Stei Achuza that's derived from Stei Cherim. So Me'ata Hareza Balalamed V'nim Salamad. It's nothing, we learn nothing about from a Stei Cherim to a Stei Achuza. We actually reverse the drasha. So the Stei Cherim is coming to be melamed on Stei Achuza. It sounds that way from the pasuk, but in reality, it's coming to be lamed from Stei Achuza. And makish Stei Charmo l'Stei Achuza shel Yisrael. In that, we make a hekish between a Stei Cherim of a Kohen who is zochef in that which Yisrael was machrim to a Stei Achuza shel Yisrael. The mas Stei Achuza shel Yisrael yotzmi tachas yadam is chalakes l'Kohanim, just like a Stei Achuza shel Yisrael that someone else was goel from the Kohanim goes out at Yovel from the Kohen that was podeit and it's therefore divided among all the Kohanim of that Mishmar. So too af Stei Chermo, so too the Stei Cherim of a Kohen who was Makdish and was not goelit yotzim mitachas yado leaves the hands of this Kohen umischalekes l'achav haKohanim and gets divided among all the other Kohanim. So ask the Gemara, okay, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda does with the pasuk of the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, v'idach, and the Chachamim who learn from this pasuk that stam charam gola kohanim, how do they know this din now that a Kohen that's machrim his field, his cherim is not he's not able to be zoch in it himself, rather it's divided among all the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar. So the Gemara answers that the Chachamim learned this din mecherim hacherim, that since it doesn't say in the pasuk, it doesn't say kistei cherim, it says kistei hacherim. So we dash in the extra hay for this din that the kohen is makdish stei charmo, that he doesn't get to keep the whole thing. V'idach, and Rabbi Yehuda Mesera, who learns from the actual pasuk, what does he do with the extra hay? Well, cherim hacherim lamashmalai. He doesn't think that there's a drasha to be made from an extra hay. Rabbi Yehuda Mesera, so ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mesera, who learns from the lashon of the pasuk of Kol Cherim Kodesh Kadashim Ula Hashem, that Stam Charam Gol Lebedek Habayis Techal Al Kodshi Kodshim Val Kodshim Kalim, this din that Cherim is Chal both on Kodshi Kodshim and on Kodshim Kalim, that the Chacham learned in the Mishnah from that Pasuk, mean Nalei, where does Rabbi Yehuda Mesera know the din that the Rabbanan derive from his Pasuk? So Savar Lek Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who's going to be quoted in the next Mishnah, that from the Stira in the Lashon of the Pasuk, when it comes to Bechor, whether you're makdish it or not, because in one pasuk it says kol habuchar asher yivoled bivkarcha v'tzoncha zachar taktish l'Hashem elokecha, that you are makdish it. Another pasuk says ach b'char asher yivukar l'Hashem b'vehema lo yakdish isho, so that you're not makdish it. So we dash that there's no chiyuv to be makdish it as a b'char because the kedusha is chal on its own, but you're machrim a b'char even though it already has kedushas b'char from the time that it's born. So if you could be machrim a bechor, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda darshins, Rabbi Yehuda learns that all kachim you could be machrim, or to be makdish at lebed kabayis, even though it already had kedushas haguf. So the Gemara explains who do we paskin like? Now we have this machlokas tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. What happens with stam charamim? Are stam charamim lebed kabayis? Are stam charamim lekohanim? So amarav halach Rabbi Yehuda Mesera. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Mesera that stam charamim Yamim, go lebedek habayis. Says Mar Virav and Rav who paskas like Rabbi Dibam Beseira. Shavik Rabbanon and Vavik Rabbi Dibam Beseira. He's abandoning the sheet of the Rabbanon. He's going like Rabbi Yudibam Beseira, who's a Dasi Achiv. So says Mar Braisa Ipchatanya. Rav taught the Braisa with the opposite girsa from the way the Mishnah taught it. Meaning he had a Braisa that taught it that Rabbi Yudibam Beseira says that Stam Haram Arla Kohanim and that the Chachamim say Stam Haram and he paskins like the Chachamim, which conforms to the way we have Rabbi Yudim Seira. So when Rav says we paskin Rabbi Yudim Seira, he thought he was paskin like the Chachamim, because the way the Braisa has it is that the Chachamim hold what our Mishnah says Rabbi Yudim Seira holds. So it says, yeah, but still it doesn't really solve the problem, because Shavik Masnis and Vavik Braisa, Rav knew the Mishnah as well. So Rav abandoned the Mishnah and instead goes like the Braisa. Why would he go against the Mishnah and say like the Braisa? So says Gemara, Rav Masnisa Nami Ipchatani. Rav had the Shitos reversed in the Mishnah as well. In our Mishnah, he had the Girsa that Rabbi Yudim Seira says that Stam Charam Mar LaKohanim and the Chacham says Stam Charam Mar LaBedek Habayis. So he's passing like the Chachamim based on his Girsa. So says Gemara, My Chazes Dabchas Masnisa Mekami Braisa Nabuk Braisa Mekami Masnisa. Says Gemara, well, wait a second. If you had a conflicting Girsa between the Mishnah and the Braisa and you wanted to make one conform to the other, wouldn't it make more sense to have the Braisa conform to the Mishnah rather than have the Mishnah conform to the Braisa? Why is it that Rav would change the Girsa, the known Girsa in the Mishnah, in favor of the Girsa of the Braisa and not the reverse? So it says Rav Gamre Gamir. No, Rav was Makabel from his Rebbeim that the Lashon of our Mishnah is a messed up Lashon, that it's mistaken, and therefore he was Gores in our Mishnah, not because he was trying to make it conform to the Braisa. That was his honest to goodness Girsa in the Mishnah. That's the way he had it in the Mishnah. According to, once you have it that way, you don't even need to say that there was a Braisa that said the opposite of the Mishnah. You could just say that was his Girsa in the Mishnah. So it really should have said Ella Rav Gamri Gamir, but since it didn't say the name of an Amora previously, and we find in a lot of places in Shas that if it doesn't mention the name of an Amora in a previous answer, we're not going to say the word Ella when we modify or change the answer, even though we in fact are changing the answer. That's what the Mutzal Me'esh writes, that really this is backing out on the previous answer. We're trying to explain Shitas Rav, which by the way is interesting, that we feel like we need to explain Shitas Rav. After all, Rav Tanahu Upalig, very often we do say in Shas that Rav is allowed to argue on Tanaim, so it doesn't really need explanation. But l'chadchila, we'd rather not say Rav Tanahu Palug. That's only a last resort. But anyway, so we're trying to explain Shitas Rav. So our first answer in explaining Shitas Rav was that Rav was holding like a Braisa. Now we're saying that no, we're changing the answer. We're saying there is no Braisa that Rav is holding like. Rav just had a different text of the Mishnah itself, and that's what Rav is holding like the Mishnah itself. So what the Mutzal Me'esh is suggesting is normally if you're changing the answer, you would say Ella, but that's only if the previous answer had a name attached to it. If there was no name attached to the previous answer, then you would not say Ella. So it says Gemara Ihachi, if Rav was really Mekabel from his Rebbeim that the correct Girsa in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Stam Charam LeKohanim and the Chacham holds Stam Charam LeBed Kabayis, Krabidim Beseira, Krabanim Yibayalei, so then why does he say we pass like Rabbi Yudim Seira? He's passing like the Rabbanan, the way he has the sheet of the Rabbanan. So now, Hachi Ka Amar, this is what Rav is saying. I passing like the Chachamim according to my Girsa, Lemaida of Chisa V'Tanisu, but according to the way you have it backwards, Halach Rabbi Yudim Seira, meaning he understands that we have a different Girsa. So he's telling us, based on the Girsa that you have, based on the Girsa that you seem to believe is the true Girsa, then the Halach is like Rabbi Yudim Seira. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a story of a person who's machrim his nechasim stam, and there's going to be machlok samaraim. What should he do with it? There was a guy that was machrim his nechasim in Pumbedisa, and he never said whether it's l'gavoa or whether it's the kohanim. So as the kamid Rav Yehuda, they came to review the text of the shaila. So amalei shekol arba azuzei va'achal alayu, take four zuz and be mechalel the nechasim on the four zuz ushedinu binara, and throw the money into the river v'lishtur. And then the nechasim will become mutar. answer to you. So Alma Kasavar, it sounds that from Rabbi Yehuda's statement of being mechalal in the chasim and being zorik the money into the river, and he didn't just say give it to a kohen, that's stam charam or lebedek habayis. That a stam charam is supposed to go lebedek habayis, like Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, and that's why you have to be poded and throw it into the river. So ask the Gemara Kiman, who is Rabbi Yehuda assuming like when he says that you could be mechalal it on four zuz, even though apparently these, meaning where did Rabbi come up with the number four zuz? It seems that the nechasim must have been worth a lot more than four zuz. So who's he assuming like? Kishmuel, damer hegdish shava mana shechilal shava pruta mechulal. Shmuel holds that if you take hegdish that's worth 100 zuz and you mechalal it on one little pruta, the pidyon works, even though it's not fair, it's not right, it doesn't conform, it's still gonna work. Now only the bailim is able to be poda shavamana and shavaput. No one else is allowed to do that because it's not mistaver that someone else is going to be able to be poda hegdish of his friend that's worth a mana on a shavaput and then take it for himself. That's what Tosfos points out in Menachos and Tafayin Aleph Amid Beis. Meaning, what's going to happen? A guy is going to be makdish his field. Someone else is going to be poda it from hegdish. A guy is going to be makdish his $1 million field. Someone else is going to be poda it from hegdish for $1, and that's it. Now the bailim loses out on his ability to be poda. Doesn't make sense, right? So the idea, even though Shmuel says you're generally not supposed to do that, it's not mistaver that someone else is going to be, other than the bailim, is going to be able to be poda hegdish that's worth more money on less money. But anyway, that is what Shmuel holds, and therefore that's what Rav Yehuda suggested over here. He says, nah, it doesn't work. Amar da amar Shmuel chililo lechachila mi amar. Shmuel says, if you're mechalal on the shavapruta, it works. Does he suggest it lechachila to be mechalal hegdish on less than its actual value, less than its actual worth, even on the shavapruta? So the Gemara explains that Shmuel said his din only in a case. You're right that it was b'dieved, but hani mili bismach beis mishkayim. Yeah, when the beis hamikdash was around, because where the hegdish is going to lose out if you don't pay the full value. That's where Shmuel says it's only b'dieved. But b'zman hazeh, you're even allowed to be mechalal hegdish for less than its value lechachila, because hegdish is not going to lose out anyway. That's the minhag. That's what we do with ma'aser sheni. That's the pruta chamura that we do in Eretz Yisrael. That we're not pulled it for what it's actually worth. We're all pulled it on the same shavu pruta. Ihachi afilu pruta nami. So if that's the case, why in the world did Rav Yehuda suggest that they should be mechalalit on four zuz if you could be mechalalit on even a shavar pruta? Why didn't he suggest a pruta? So says, not presume milsa. He wanted to be mefarsim that this hegdish was in fact niftei, so that people shouldn't come to learn from this maisa that you could just be nana from hegdish without any pidyon at all. So in order that it should be known that there was a pidyon of some sort that happened over here, he insisted on some amount of money that people would have recognized. Amar Ula. So Ula comments, if I would have been there when this person was machrim his nechasim and asked this shaila what to do, I would have said that you have to give all the nechasim to kohanim and not to be mechalalit on four zuz, because chermi kohanim don't have any pidyon. So alma kasavru ula stam charamim lekohanim. So Ula must hold against Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that stam charamim are not lebedek habayi, stam charamim go to kohanim. So now the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Ula about chayrim b'zman hazeh, meaning they both hold that chayrim is going to be chal b'zman hazeh. They just hold differently about who it goes to. That Rabbi Yehuda held that stam charamim are lebedek habayis, and Ula holds that stam charamim are lekohanim. So says Gemara Meisfei, I'll ask you a question. The Brisa tells us ain evir evri noeg el b'zman shayovel noeg. The din of evir evri is only noeg when we have yovel. Shanei Markus Apostle says by evir evri ad shnas hayovel yaavod imach. That his time period of working is until Yovel and the Chamdashin, that the din of Evrivi is knowing only when he's able to go free at Yovel. But Bizman Azeh, when there is no Yovel, then there is no din of Evrivi at all. Not only that, the ain't stay achuza noheg el Bizman Sheyovel noheg. The whole din of stay achuza only applies when there is a Yovel. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says by a person who's mocher stay achuzo, v'yotza by Yovel, v'shavla achuza so. That is stay achuza. that's sold goes back to the Bailam at Yovel and Lacham Darshin, that all of the din of Steichuza are only going to be Noheg when that din of Steichuza could be Noheg, when there is a Yovel. And in Baterichoma Noheg, El Gizmash Yovel Noheg. The din of Baterichoma only applies when there's Yovel, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says by Baterichoma that if you're not Goel until Shana Tmima and the bias remains, Lo Yetze Beyovel, it does not go out at Yovel. That a house that's in a city that has a wall around it that's sold, and you fail to be Goel within the first year, it does not go out at Yovel. So the Chum Dashim from the Pasuk, that the din of its Geula is Taloi in having a concept of Yovel, when Yovel is Noeg. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Omer, the din of a steich haramin is only noheg when there's yovel. Shneimar, because the pasuk says by steich uza, v'ahi asad the betzeis of yovel kodesh l'Hashem kisteich hacherim. So the sada goes out of yovel lekohanim like a sada that was huchram lekohanim. So the chacham darshan from the lashon of the pasuk that the dinim of steich hacherim are like the dinim of steich uza, and they only apply when yovel is in fact noheg. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein ger toshav noheg el bezmashe yovel noheg. The din of ger toshav only applies when there is a concept of yovel, when yovel is noheg. Ger toshav, of course, is a guy who's mekabel not to be over the zara, but he's going to continue to eat nevelos. That's how Rashi describes ger toshav. Maseches avod the zara and daf samach dalid. Rashi adds a little bit more that he's considered like a guy for all other averos. And there's a whole discussion about the stira in Rashi. There's certain places where Rashi says he's mekabel not to do avodah zarah, and he eats nevelos. And Rashi says that in a number of places, and there are certain places where he says that he's mekabel to do all sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Biyah Perek Yutes Halacha Zayin passes that a ger toshav is an akum that's mekabel not to be over avodah zarah with the other mitzvos b'nei noach, meaning like the shita of the chachamim in the Brisa, who hold that he has to be mekabel not just not to be over avodah zarah, but he's got to be mekabel all sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. So the halachas of a ger toshav are you're not allowed to be kovesh es scharo, withhold his wages. You're not allowed to cheat him. You're not allowed to be perform onaa. If he kills another ger toshav b'shogeg, he goes to galus. The Ravid quotes two more dinim. That's all in the Yerushalmi. The Ravid quotes two more dinim that you're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he's called a ger toshav. That he's you have to let him live with you. And that there's a mitzvah l'achyosu like any other Adam Yisrael. However, there are a number of dinim for which a ger toshav is more like a guy. You're allowed to lend him money with ribbis, for example. It's a mishnah m'saks b'metzia. You're not allowed to sell him an eved ivri, whether it's sold al pi beis din or whether it's a mocher atzmo. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Someone who sells his eved kanani to a ger toshav is like selling him to a guy, and the eved automatically goes l'cheirus. The Gemara m'saks Gittin tells us Shemitas Ksafim is not Noheg by a Ger Toshav. So Ger Toshav is an interesting character. He's sort of in between. So Ger Toshav says this Brisa is not Noheg Bizman Hazeh. It's only Noheg Bizman Sheyovel Noheg. So Amar Avivi, my time, why does Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold that a Ger Toshav is Noheg only when there's Yovel? Because Asya Tov Tov, he learns a Xerashava of the word Tov that appears in two contexts. Ksiv Hacha, it says by an Evidivri that gets written that gets his ear pierced. Pasuk says ki tov lo imach uksif hasam, and it says by a ger toshav ba tov lo lo tonenu. So you see that a ger toshav and evidivri are the same. So just like evidivri is only noheg when yovel is noheg, so to ger toshav is only noheg when yovel is noheg. So ask the Gemara from this brisa, you see that the din of stei acherim is only when there is yovel. Isn't that a kasha umpot Rav Yehuda and ula who think that there is such a thing as a cherim bizman hazeh, even though there's no yovel? So when the Brisa says that the din of stecherim is not noheg when there's no yovel, that's talking about cherim of karka. That's where the pasuk says kastei kiste hachirim lekoin tia achuza so. Talking about karka, but habim metaltli, Rabbi Yehuda and Ula, who assume that there is chirim bisman hazeh, that's talking about metaltlin, not karka. Vahmaisa de Pumadisa b'makarkoi namiava. But the story in Pumadisa that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about was chirim of karka, because the person was machrim. Kol nechasov. So it sounds like it included karka as well. So it says, well, yeah, because mekarkai dechutzul aretz kimetalti deretz shal dami. The halachic status of karka in chutzul aretz is similar to the halachic status of metaltilin in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the cherem is going to be chal even bizman hazeh when there is no yovel that is knowing. Now, the last mission of the parak, in the previous mission, we went through the sheet of the Rabbanan that learned the concept of hegdish iloi. What's Hegdash Iloi? A person could be Machrim or Makdish to Bedek Abayis, something that already has another Kedusha, whether it has Kedush Saguf, whether it only has Kedush Bedek Abayis, and he has to give the Tovas Hana'ah to Hegdash. We have to figure out what the Tovas Hana'ah is, how much would a person pay to have this so that he could, to buy this item where it's very limited in its usage, that you can only use it for that Kedusha that it's already been designated for, and you give that as your Chayrim. So the Mishnah is going to quote the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that has a different Drasha. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, there are two psukim that are associated with each other when it comes to the halach of a bechor. Kosav Echad Omer, one pasuk tells us about bechor taktish, that you should make it kadosh. The Kosav Echad Omer, another pasuk says, lo yaktish. So, Yev Shalomer taktish, I kvar nemer lo yaktish. Yev Shalomer lo yaktish, I kvar nemer taktish. It seems like a blatant stira. Okay, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? So, makdisho ata hektish iloi, viata makdisho hektish mizbeach. You can add Kedusha in order to have to pay more. A person could be Makdish Bechor to Bedek Abayis and then evaluate the Tovas Hana'ah and give that. But when it says Lo Yaktish, it's that you cannot be Makdish it as a Karban, because it already has status of a Karban. It already is a Bechor. The Rabbanan who don't darshan the din of Hektish Iloi from this Pasuk, they darshan it from the Pasuk that we quoted in the previous Mishnah of Kol Chayrim Kodesh Kadashim Hu Hashem. So what are they darshan from these Pasukim that it says by Kedusha of a Bechor? So Al Taktish Mi Bayulei L'Lav. They darshan Al Taktish to teach us a losasei, that to learn that it's also to be Makdish or Bechor for the sake of another Karban, like the Joshua of Rabbi Ishmael. Taktish, and what do they do with the word taktish, which seems like a blatant stira to the word lo, to the phrase lo taktish? So mibayilei l'chadetanya, they use it for the following brisa. Minayin l'nolad b'chor be'edro shemitzvah lahakdisho. How do I know that if a b'chor is born into a person's flock that he has a mitzvah to be makdishit, meaning it's kadosh me'elav, it's born kadosh, but still you have a mitzvah to go out of your way and be makdishit for a karban? Shenemar hazachar taktish. That's why the pasuk says that if it's soncha hazachar taktish, that you have to be makdishit takodesh baruch hu, even though it already had kedusha when it was born. Rav Shachter points out in Eretz Tzvi that you have a number of halachas like this, that sometimes something has kedusha, but there's value in acknowledging and stating its kedusha. We do it every Shabbos. Shabbos is going to come whether we're makdish Shabbos or not. It's always going to have kedushas hayom of Shabbos, and nevertheless we have a mitzvah lahakdisho. So that's what we're learning from the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel darshan from this pasuk that he can be makdish hektish iloi. How does he know that there's a mitzvah to be makdish it bepeh, even though it already has kedusha? So ilo makdish le lo kadosh kedusha samerechem hava. So kilo makdish le kadosh lo tzorech le kedusha. Rabbi Shmuel will say he doesn't hold of this concept that there's no need to be makdish it. Even lechatchila there's no need to be makdish it because it's already kadosh anyway. So this is subject to machlokas whether there's such a din that you need to verbally be makdish Bechor that anyway already has kedushas. Adron lachem akdash. Today, Rebbe Hashem will now begin the ninth and final parak of Maseches Arachin. So we're going to discuss in this parak the dinim of geula of sados and batim that the Torah talks about in Eretz Yisrael when Yovel is noheg. So yeah. So we're going to daven at 7:35 camp time, which is really 8:35. Yeah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the Geula v'Shtei Achuza. So the Mishnah is going to explain when a person is allowed to sell his when a person who sold his field is able to be goel the field. Samocher sedeu b'shase yovel. The person sells his field when yovel is noheg, eino mutter ligol. He's not allowed to be goel the field from the lokeach. Pachos mishtei shanim, less than 2 years after the sale. Shenemar k'mispar shnei tvuos yim kolach. You got to give the guy 2 years where he gets to enjoy the karka. So you have to, once those 2 years pass, then you can be goel. So from the fact that it says tvuos, we learn that there are years that are ra'ui for tvuah. So therefore, ha'isa shnas shidafon v'yeirakon o shnas shviyis ein olam in a minyan. If something happens in one of those years where the field doesn't produce a crop, so that doesn't count toward the 2 years. But nara, if the person just plowed the field and decided not to plant that year, o havira, or he didn't even plow the field, he just left it empty that year, then olam in a minyan. That was his choice not to benefit from the crop of that year, and that, or not to create a crop for that year, and therefore that does count toward the 2 years the 2 year waiting period before geula could happen. So the Mishnah quotes another halacha. Now Reb Lozer Omer, mecharel lo lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'imaleya peros. If a person sells a field before Rosh Hashanah and the field is full of peros, hareza ochel mimena shalosh tvuos b'shtei shanim. So by waiting 2 years, there's actually going to be three crops that he's going to be able to get out of that field. So now the Gemara discusses hamocher sedeu b'shase yovel. A person who sells his field when yovel is no egg, he's not able to be goel. Einu goel lo katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah he can't be goel, which makes it sound like we can't force the lokeach to return it to him. Ela einu mutter ligol. It says einu mutter ligol. Alma, that seems to imply kasav isuranami ika, that it's the time of the Mishnah holds that there's an iser to be goel before 2 years are up. Da afilu karkushe zuze nami aser, even to just dangle money in front of the guy, you're not allowed to do. The mocher is not even allowed to show the lokeach money to try to get him, try to convince him to willingly sell it back to him. So forget about forcing the guy who bought it from you to sell it back to you. That for sure you're not allowed to do. You're not even allowed to try to convince him to do it willingly. Velomi bayim mocher dekay ba'ase, and not only the mocher who's mitzuva misase not to be gold within 2 years, d'chsiv b'mispar shnei tvuos yimkalach, elafil lokeach nami koy basay. Even lokeach is included in that isra say. To be in shanim tikna, he has to fulfill the pasuk of 2 years v'leka, and he's not going to fulfill that pasuk of 2 years if he sells it right back. So that has to be that 2 year moratorium on selling it back, regardless of what he's interested in doing. So now the Gemara is going to talk about someone who sells a field during yovel itself. Is the mecher even chal if you sell a field during yovel itself? Now there's certainly no iser in selling it during yovel. The question is the mechira going to be chal? See, mar hamocher sedeu b'shnas hayovel atzma. If a person sells a field during yovel, rav amar mechur v'yotza, the mecher is chal, but the sada right away goes back to the bailim and the lokeach loses all of his money. Ushmol amar eina mechur kalikar, that the mechira is not chal at all, and the money that the lokeach gave goes right back to the lokeach. The whole mechira is invalid. We don't say that it goes back because of mekach talos, because that the lokeach didn't know that the yovel is going to be motzi the sada, because that's something everybody knows. Everybody knows that yovel is going to be coming. It's that it's not chal at all. So my time at the Shmuel, why is it that Shmuel holds that selling a field of yovel, the mechira is not going to be chal at all? So the Gemara says we learn this from Kal v'chomer. That we learn this from the Kal v'chomer, that a mamachura kvar yotza, just like the field that was already sold prior to yovel goes out at yovel, that yovel has the ability to be motzi a field from a lokeach and return it back to the bailim. She'ena mechura eno din shaloti maker. So a field that was not sold, so for sure cannot be sold during yovel itself. Meaning, if yovel undoes a sale that was actually done, so a sale can't be done, cannot be done during yovel itself. Yovel will have the ability to preempt the chalos of a sale. So once we say that that's the svara of Shmuel, so it turns out that Rav holds that we obviously don't learn that kal v'chomer. So it says Gemara ula Rav lo amrin kal v'chomer ki agavna. According to Rav, does he not hold of such a type of kal v'chomer, of such a style of kal v'chomer, where if something has the ability to undo something else, then for sure it has the ability to preempt and to not allow it to be chal? But v'atanya, we do have such a kal v'chomer in a braisa that Rav seems to agree to, that the Torah says that a person could sell his daughter as an amma, and v'yatzachina mein kasef, and the Chacham Darshan Masechus Kiddushin, that the pasuk is telling us that an amma ivya, when she gets simani narus, goes free. But the Torah doesn't say if a father is allowed to sell his daughter as an amma ivya once she already has simani narus. So that's what the Braisa comes to tell us, that yachal yimkar adam espito kshinara, I might think that a person is allowed to sell his daughter as an amma ivya when she gets simani narus. So I'm a kal v'chomer, and really it's a kal v'chomer. And here's the kal v'chomer, very similar to the previous kal v'chomer that we had, same style. Umma mechur kvar yotza achshav, if a girl who was sold previously gets to go free when she develops simani narus, she'inu mechura einu din shalotimacher. A girl who was never sold when she was a katana, and now that she's a nara, for sure the father should not be allowed to sell her. So this is a kasha and rav. Why does he disagree on Shmuel's din that he derives from a kal v'chomer that you're not able to sell the field during Yovel itself? He holds of such a kal v'chomer because the Braisa says such a kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara could have said Rav Tanuhu Upalig, like it says all over the place, but like we said before, we only use Rav Tanuhu Upalig when we don't have another option. So we'd rather not say that Rav just disagrees with this Braisa and doesn't hold of this kal v'chomer either. So says Gemara, Hasam lo hadra mizdavna. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference between the kal v'chomer of the Braisa and the kal v'chomer of Shmuel. In the Braisa, when she becomes a Nara, she can never be sold again. So since Na'arus takes away the possibility of any sale, so then the kal v'chomer makes sense that the father cannot sell her once she is a Nara. But Hachabar over here, by the Sada that's Choseris Labailim at Yovel, Hadra Mizdavna, it's able to be Choser and to sell after Yovel. So since the Yovel is not Mafkia from the Bailim, the possibility of being Mocha the field, so Rav holds you can't learn from a kal v'chomer because that you can't sell during Yovel. The Sada can be sold, it is sold, and it just immediately returns at Yovel. So the Gemara asks from another Braisa on Rav, a second challenge to Rav. So Meisvei, Achar Yovel Shanim Tikne, Melamit Shemochrin Samuch Yovel. So from the fact that it says Achar Yovel, it sounds that you sell a field right away after Yovel passes. From the fact that it says Shanim Tikne, we learn that if you're Kona Sada, that you have to keep it 2 years, the Mocher is not able to be poded prior to 2 years. Muflag min hayovel minayin. How do I know that an extended period of time after Yovel you're able to sell a field? Tamalomar lefi rov hashanim lefi ma'ot hashanim. Pasuk says lefi rov hashanim tarbe miknaso and lefi ma'ot hashanim tamit miknaso. From the fact that the pasuk tells us that the assessment of the price of the field at the time of Mechira is based on how many years you have left to Yovel, and if there are a lot of years left to Yovel, you can get more money for the field. Less years left until Yovel, you get less money for the field. So you see that you can sell both right before Yovel, and you can sell sometime after Yovel. U'bishnas Yovel atzmo l'yumkar v'machar eina mechura. And says the Braisa, and this is the key line, that in the Yovel year itself, you cannot sell a field, and if you do, the sale is not going to be valid. So that's a kasha on Rav, who holds that the mocher sada biyovel is mechur v'yotza, that it is mocher, it does count as a sale, and it just goes out right away. So what's Rav going to do with that price? Huh? So Amalach Rav, eina mechur lemispar shnei tvuos, aval mechur hi v'yotza. It's not mocher as far as the shnei tvuos are concerned, as far as the kona is not able to remain in the field for the two years that normally you would be able that he would be able to keep the field before anyone is gavel it. Rather, it goes out right away. So the Gemara asks in Rav, according to Rav, that selling a field in Yovel is a full-fledged mechira, why does it go out right away at Yovel? L'chora, the din should be that tekum b'reshusei, that it should remain in the reshus of the lokeach ad basar Yovel, until after Yovel, u'basar Yovel nichle shnei tevuos. And then after Yovel, let the lokeach have his 2 years, v'nahadre. And then afterwards, he'll return the field to the mocher without any money, because the Yovel was mafkia. So what should really happen is if you sell a field during Yovel, so good, we know that Yovel is going to be mafkia. But let the guy have his 2 years first. So he'll have his 2 years, and then without any money changing hands, he should have to give it right back, because Yovel was mafkia instead of a geula actually happening. After all, milo tanya achala shana achas afnei Yovel mashlimish lo shana acharis achar Yovel, because we actually do have such a very similar din, that if a person enjoyed the field for 1 year. He bought the field 1 year before Yovel, so he only got 1 year out of the field. So Yovel is actually mafkia that mecher, but he does get another year before he has to actually return it. So it says, well, yeah, because hasam nachas la'achila, and that's when he already started to eat from the field. He already had 1 year of tevua, so we let him continue. Hachalo nachas la'achila, over here it never got underway. He never got to start eating from the field, and therefore he does not get to continue eating from the field. So Gemara discusses whether, according to Shmuel, the lokeach has to return the money or doesn't have to return the money. You know what? That's a sort of a new discussion. So maybe we'll pick up with that discussion tomorrow, whether there's a halacha that the lokeach has to return the money when the field was sold during Yovel itself. We'll pick up with Amar Rav Anan Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow.